EST Santa Rosa.
Good evening and welcome to your Thursday night. The weekend is just around the corner. I'm glad that you are here with us tonight. It's time for you to sit back, relax, and unwind as we take your calls at 1-888-633-5452. We want to hear your stories and play your favorite love songs.
Slow down and love someone with Delilah. Same bed, but it feels just a little bit bigger now. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. 'Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like ooh. Too dumb to realize that I should have brought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party 'cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. Selfish ways caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'll never get to clean up the mess I made. Oh, and it haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like ooh. Too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party 'cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. Although it hurts, I'll be the first to say that I was wrong. Oh, I know I'm probably much too late to try and apologize for my mistakes, but I just want you to know. I hope he holds your hand, give you all his hours when he has the chance. Take you to every party 'cause I remember how much you love to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Hi, good evening. Who is this?
Hi, this is Teresa.
Teresa, why does it sound like you're in a cave? You're echoing.
Maybe because I'm in a bathroom. That's the only place I get peace and quiet.
You must have children.
I do.
And as moms, we soon discovered the only way to hide away is to go in the bathroom.
That's right.
How many kids do you have?
I have two. I have a 3-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old daughter.
Wow, that's quite the age span.
It was. It was our little midlife crisis.
And now you're thinking, oh my goodness, what was I thinking?
Yes. Well, I'm very privileged that you would take my call. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. What can I do for you?
Well, I was just calling in to you for a story of inspiration that my 12-year-old and I decided we should share with no one better but you. about my parents are coming up on their 50th anniversary, and they have stuck by each other all these years. They raised 5 children. I'm the youngest, and I just am inspired by them now that I am a parent and doing the same thing and raising a family. I see what it must have taken, especially for them to raise 5, and I'm just very inspired by them. They've given me everything I need to be a successful mom and wife. And my dad was telling us that since it's their 50th, my mother never had a wedding reception, so he is intending on giving her the wedding reception she never had this year.
And can I pick out a wonderful song that they can have at their rededication?
That would be wonderful.
What are their names, hon?
Shirley and Gil.
I will pick out a beautiful song and tell them congratulations.
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Me. Do you feel the same?
single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight. And I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep. In too deep. And it's been 2 years. I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe. Into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
The television show called The Chosen is our Delilah Dilemma sponsor tonight. It is a groundbreaking historical drama based on the life of Jesus, as seen through the eyes of those who knew him. This show is embarking on its fourth season and premieres in theaters February 1st. The Chosen has become a cultural phenomenon. I can't wait to see it on the big screen. Find all the information when you visit thechosenriseup.com or go to Delilah.com for information and the season 4 trailer. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Ryan, who says, last night was my birthday. His birthday. Okay? His special day. And a woman I have been dating took me out with a friend of hers to go bowling. We've only been seeing each other a little over a month, and things have been going super well. I knew I needed to make a good impression the first time I met her best friend. Remember that sentence there. I knew I needed to make a good impression the first time I met her best friend. Things started out well. I felt great about the whole situation until her friend's boyfriend showed up. He was a character. The two of them proceeded to have tons of fun. They were loud and gregarious, and the two of them were all over each other in a very over-the-top fashion physically. Though that's really not my cup of tea, I could not help but feel like I was being compared to her best friend's boyfriend. As the night went on, it became very clear that the girl that I came with was less than interested in me. She never seemed like the kind of person who was interested in that sort of relationship. She's very reserved. but I couldn't help but feel like I was just not enough fun for her. The night ended with a super awkward hug, and she decided to leave with her friend and her friend's boyfriend rather than letting me walk her to the subway. I really, really liked this girl. I thought everything was great between us. But in a span of only about 4 hours, it seemed the whole thing kind of went out the window. Do you think it is possible to recover from this gracefully? How do I ask her out again without being super self-conscious? Thank you for your help, from Ryan. Ryan, I will have my mother Delilah words for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Did you know that some ordinary cold medicines can raise your blood pressure? That's why NyQuil High Blood Pressure is specially formulated to provide cold and flu symptom relief without ingredients like sugar, alcohol, and decongestants. If you have high blood pressure and you need nighttime relief from your cold and flu symptoms so you can sleep, choose NyQuil High Blood Pressure. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Celtic Woman present their 20th anniversary special featuring I Know My Love.
I know my love by his way of walking, and I know my love by his way of talking, and I know my love dressed in a suit of blue. And if my love leaves me, what will I do? And still she cried.
Celtic Woman 20th anniversary, available on DVD, CD, and LP.
And still she cried.
From Manhattan Records.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
In a small Tennessee town, a killer was caught by unlikely investigators, high school students, and their teacher, Alex Campbell. Though the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation supports their theory, no charges have been filed. Murder 101 follows the students as they endeavor to complete the assignment.
Once you start getting a few tips or a few leads or, you know, a few identifications, then the cold case isn't so cold anymore.
Listen to Murder 101 wherever you get your podcasts.
See your home with a brand new look. Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot. Your home never had it so good.
New year? How about a new look for your home? Hi, it's Anthony with Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot. We'll make it easy and affordable for you to redecorate during our gigantic January sales event. Come in today and save up to 35% on quality furniture for every room. From sofas to dining to bedroom and everything in between, you'll save up to 35%. Plus, Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot are paying the sales tax. That's over 9% additional savings on everything, even with special orders. Look for red tag clearance items marked way down and save up to 70%. Ring in the new year in style with beautiful new furniture from Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot. We're making it easy and affordable during our gigantic January sales event going on now through the end of the month at the corner of 4th and Wilson in Santa Rosa's historic Railroad Square.
Recruiting great applicants to work at your company is not difficult, nor is it expensive. Keeping bad workers, even just one bad employee, can be very expensive indeed. Ineffective workers cost you time, productivity, and most important, customers. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a 2-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. It's also accredited by the Society for Human Resource Professionals. HR professionals will earn 2 recertification credits just for attending. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suite, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Jumpstart your 2024 recruitment efforts at the next North Bay Job Fair, Tuesday, January 23rd at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Each company attending will receive resumes from all job seekers who register. Reserve a table for your company at the first North Bay Job Fair of 2024, Tuesday, January 23rd at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Go to northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Stop by your neighborhood grocery outlet today for these amazing deals. Get the grill going with Amada Valley grass-fed New York strip steaks. 10-ounce cuts are just $4.99 each. That's a savings of up to 52% versus traditional grocery stores. Also, bargain hunters, take note. You'll find a crazy deal on nourishing Welly body cream. 7-ounce bottles are just $3.99. That's a savings of up to 80%. Yes, 80%. You'll find deals like these and so much more only at your local grocery outlet.
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
To kids for over 80 years.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Can't sleep? Maybe you're up tonight thinking about a big project or working the night shift. I just wanted to take this time to say, Sonoma County, thank you for listening. I'm Delilah, and this is Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
But you're not, cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones in today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain, when I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feel like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, hey. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, hey, hey. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. Memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost, and I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. Oh, yeah. Now my heart feels like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for ya, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright. Raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. Memories bring back.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young man named Ryan who on his birthday went out on a date with a girl he has been seeing the last few weeks. And then it got awkward when her best friend and her loud partying boyfriend showed up and he felt like he didn't compare. Ryan, number one, I would love for a young man like you to be dating my daughters. You seem so polite, so kind-hearted, and so respectful. You sound like a wonderful young man. That's number one. Number two, don't change that. Please don't change that. Because her friend and her friend's boyfriend are loud and outrageous and physically demonstrative, don't let that make you feel less than. Because you're wonderful just the way God made you. Okay? And finally, you've only known this girl for a month, so you really don't know her that well. If she is a good person, and if she is a beyond good person, a good fit for you, then she is going to enjoy your company and respect you just the way you are. If she's comparing you to some loudmouth who likes to make out in public and thinking you don't measure up, then good riddance. You don't want to be with her anyway. But if she is the good person that you believe her to be, then you don't have to feel awkward about anything. And you sure as heck don't have to feel like you are less than because your personality is very different from those of us that are loud and more gregarious. You are perfect just the way God made you. And you should never feel self-conscious about being sweet and reserved and respectful. Okay? So call her, ask her out. If she's not interested, then that means she wasn't the right one for you in the first place. Good luck.